Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I love this Am I the Jerk because it's a good one, and it involves Summers, someone who teaches, someone who has kids. If your kids have friends, we can all relate.
Did my wife write in?
She might have.
No, what's the situation? What's going on?
We'll name them Aaron.
Fine. She ain't going to be mad at that.
She said, hi, I'm a teacher with the summers off. I tend to make most of the plans for my daughter, who's 12, and all of her friends. This includes day trips, swimming pools, even just hanging out at home.
Got it.
Don't you? I love teacher
they're
moms.
The minds for that, please and thank
they're
you.
They're the best. She said, am I the jerk for asking the other parents to send their kids with money? If it's one friend, I'm happy to pay for them. But inviting multiple friends and buying or supplying food and snacks adds up. I even want to go so far as to say, please have them pack a water bottle.
Something.
Yeah, I love to make plans and get the kids active. I'm lucky to have the summer off, but this teacher's salary ain't paying those work from home 9-to-5 suburban lifestyle jobs are. And then she put a laughy face. Maybe it was Aaron.
We ain't got a 12-year-old.
You're right. Fair enough. So I thought this was great because I understand. She's saying, I am happy to entertain my child and their friends in the summer.
I love it.
But because you've met my friend Carrie.
Yeah.
She came to my birthday dinner.
Yep.
She's a teacher just like your wife.
Right.
They always entertain kids. Like, no matter what, Carrie's going to entertain my kids, even if I don't ask.
The teachers are the ones that can watch 15 kids at once with no problems.
And they're so creative, and they come up with all this stuff I never would have thought of.
And the problem-solving skills with the parenting.
And the way they talk to the kids like they know.
Yeah. No, it's different.
Chef's kiss all the teachers.
Thank you, educators. We need more of y'all.
Seriously.
And we need to be more like y'all, actually.
But I do understand why she's annoyed.
At the same time.
You're not asking anyone to bring money at the same time.
This isn't summer camp.
No.
Okay, but.
You're right.
On the same coin, you pay for summer camp. If you're hanging out with friends, you're not assuming that there's going to be, I guess, financial expenditures involved with that. You're just thinking, oh, they're going to hang out. It must be covered somehow, some way. Unless that's established, now you're going to ask parents for money?
Honestly, she's got a great point. But as I'm thinking about it, if I send Owen to his friend's house, I don't think about sending even a water bottle.
Nothing.
I wouldn't even think about it. But
they're good over there.
So I'm sitting here on the other side going, well, I might... It's very possible I'm one of those parents who's unaware that you feel like you've spent a lot of money on my kid because you're feeding them snacks. I get it.
I just think they're hanging out with you. I'm not necessarily worried about what they're eating. I know I'm going to feed them when they get home, whether they ate or not.
But send your kid over to my house and eat all my food, and I'm going to be annoyed as well. I get both sides.
I wouldn't be as annoyed.
No, repetitively. Not one day.
If I'm
repetitively eating your stuff.
Where I say no is because if I'm asking, inviting, if I'm allowing, I'm recognizing that I'm going to be spending more because friends are over, family, whatever. You got to factor that in. You can't just freely invite people over and not be prepared for it.
Well, now I'm wondering. Everything's racing through my mind. Like, I didn't even send him with money when he went to the museum with his friend. Like, I'm thinking about all these things now.
And then
because I went, well, they invited, they're taking them. And in hindsight, I'm going, I didn't send a dime.
Right.
I didn't even think about it.
That's where I do get caught up, because if it's a quote unquote experience, if y'all are going on an excursion, going to the pool, going to the museum, you'd think sending them with a couple bucks, maybe they want to buy something, some food, a drink at least.
I didn't, because I pay for everything.
Right. But then you don't do it and you go, oh, snap.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, so is Erin a jerk for asking her kids' friends to bring money to pay for themselves?
I don't know how I feel about
this. She's all about entertaining in the summer. She's a teacher with the summers off. She's got a 12-year-old daughter, loves to entertain the friends, but is getting sick and tired of paying for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is she the jerk?
Sounds like she needs to start a summer camp and just start charging them.
She could be making money. You're right.
She could be making money.
All right. 414-533-1037. You can always text or you can call that number. Erin wants to know if she's the jerk for asking the other parents to send their kids along with the money. Owen, I see your hand up in the air like a very good student. We'll get your opinion next along with everybody else's, okay? Okay, thank you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Erin sent in a great Am I the Jerk. She wants to know if she's the jerk for asking her kids' friends to, basically the other parents need to send their kids along with money because she's tired of entertaining everyone and paying for everything in the summer.
Uh-huh.
She likes to entertain, she just doesn't want to pay for it.
I get it, but I don't at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Owen, what was your opinion real quick before we get to the phones?
Not the jerk.
Oh, because?
Because, well, I'm a child, and I don't really get the value of money, but I do get the value of inflation and costs.
Fair.
So, and also, we live in the suburbs, I'm guessing she lives somewhere in the city. Milwaukee does pay. Basically, it's harsher payments.
Well, no teachers make enough, period.
Yeah. Exactly.
Period. She was implying that people in the suburbs have more money, which...
It's not true.
So we're just going to... That's what she was getting at, Owen.
But making obvious points.
That's another conversation for another day, if we want to get into that. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Tanya's in Kenosha this morning. I'm so fancy. You already know. Tanya.
Good morning.
I know you have kids.
I do.
What do you think? Is Erin the jerk? She wants to know if she's a jerk for asking the other parents to send their kids along with money.
Yeah, so as the parent of a 7 and an 11-year-old, I feel like it is kind of a jerk move to say, hey, send your kid with money. If I have my neighbor kids come over to the house, you know, they're welcome to, you know, snacks and water and maybe, they always ask for a sunny day, stuff like that. Fine.
Right.
If the ice cream man comes by, if I'm going to allow my kids to get that, I'm shelling it out for whoever's there.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Which I am allowed to say no to. However, if I'm going to plan an activity like we're going to the zoo or Six Flags, what she needs to do is say, hey, my kids want to go to this event this day. Would you also like to purchase a ticket? I would never say send your kid with money. That's different.
Sure.
Oh, you're saying buy them a ticket and I'll bring them versus sending money.
Well, maybe that would spark the thought, I should send them with a little bit of money so that they can buy their own things.
Yes, which is kind of...
If they're aware that's coming up.
Right. Yeah.
But Tanya, you know what I mean, where I've been on the other
not
side.
Not on the daily.
Too,
yeah.
Where I've been like, should I have sent money? I didn't even think about it. I would have. Just didn't think about
it. I don't think you ever should have been sending money. That parent would have talked to you about a bigger investment thing. If I said, we're going to go somewhere big, I would have heads up the parents also so that they knew where we are.
Right.
But if she's talking about basics like the ice cream man, suck it up, Buttercup.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
All right, Tanya. Thanks for calling.
Jerk.
Bye. Lisa is in Sheboygan this morning. She's up next. I don't think she agrees with Tanya, though. Turn up the music. Lisa.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Okay, Tanya said not the jerk. Or Tanya said jerk, sorry.
Jerk.
Asking the other parents to send money. Lisa?
What you think?
Sorry, Tanya. I don't think she's the jerk. There's a difference between a kid or kids coming over to your house and hanging out, right?
Yeah.
Then it's kind of assumed that, like, sure, what's in my house, my fridge, my pantry, you're welcome to.
Sure. Casa, su casa.
This message specifically stated about doing these day trips and activities, right? So you're obviously going out and going places.
Yeah.
So that mom is not a jerk for... You know, saying like, hey, we're going to go here. First of all, these parents that aren't having their kids come with money, what the heck?
It's true. That's so true.
Well, daily, I'm with you. On the daily, that would... Because I kind of go both ways, but if my kid was somewhere every day, I would think...
You'd think about...
I'd start wondering
how all these things are getting paid for, because I'm not the one doing it.
Or I would be like, right. You took him out for ice cream. That's so nice.
Can I send you anything?
That part, yeah. Something like that.
So, every time my kid goes somewhere, if I know it's going to be some kind of activity, I always send them cash or, you know, cash app them, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
They might come home with all of it, and that's fine, because then that parent said, don't worry about it, right? But they know to always offer to pay. So, you know, if they stop on the way home from somewhere and pick up ice cream, I'm not going to say, can I give you $3 for that blizzard?
Sure.
No, because it wasn't really like a planned event. But
sure.
No, she's not a jerk for asking these other parents for money, because they're essentially, you know, they're 12, babysitting these children all day and keeping them active. So
that's a way to put it. Lisa, I don't disagree with what you said.
It's not fair either. And let's think about this. It's also not fair to go, hey, give me money for the stuff I just bought, because you don't know if that parent has that money, and they might not have bought the ice cream because they don't have the money.
You don't
know people's situations.
They might have not sent the kid with money because they don't have money to send the kid
with. Just because they have a nice car and a nice house doesn't mean they have money. I've learned this over the years.
Sure.
There's no way that kid is going to that house with the intention of just sitting there all day. Like, that obviously is planned out. You don't just plan to go here and there. Do you know what I mean? So, like, the kid and the parent have to know when they're going over. They're like, hey, we're going to go to this pool today and then probably go here or there. So it should be expected they should bring money along. They shouldn't even have to ask, but she's not a jerk for asking.
Well, okay. We're split down the middle.
Here we are. Appreciate your call, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye.
We're talking about if Aaron's a jerk for asking the other parents to send their kids with money because she's always entertaining the kids in the summer. Last but not least, Amanda just had a baby. In Racine. What? Good morning.
I've had a hell of a morning too, by the way.
Oh,
well, kids peeing, kids throwing food.
Oh,
are you charging them or where are we going with this?
Are you babysitting or are these
your own?
Oh, nope, they're her own.
Amanda, you're the tiebreaker. Is she the jerk for asking the other parents to send their kids with money?
I'm gonna say she's the jerk.
Oh.
And so I'm with Tanya. Because, first of all, like, when you ask people for money, don't expect to get it back. Because I've been waiting 11 years for a NASCAR race ticket, $75, and I haven't gotten it yet.
You know who you are.
She said,
you know who you are. I didn't get my money. So I wouldn't expect anything. I mean, I think common courtesy is to bring, like, some food for the kids, but... I mean, not everybody's going
to
do that.
Or at least to offer something, but nothing's being offered. She's just kind of
doing it. I wouldn't expect anything. If you're going to do it, just do it.
Text it in. Thank you, Amanda. We're going to read some
texts.
Appreciate
you.
Go take care of those peeing kids.
Bye.
Yeah, love you guys.
Love you back.
Somebody texted in and said, totally agree with Lisa. Somebody texted in after that and said, Tanya's right. They're a jerk. If they have a problem with sending money, they could always just pay to put their child in daycare. The hundreds of dollars spent for sure would be way more expensive than sending their kid with $20 every now and then.
Yeah, but I think the trade-off is that we're assuming that she's just taking care of these kids like a daycare, right?
Mm-hmm.
I joked and said that she should start a summer camp, but they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're her daughter's basically like kids at school, so you want to take care of them like your own,
right?
And you're not going to make your own pay.
Mm-mm.
That's where she's torn, because she's like, listen, I'm taking care of these kids like I'm they mama and I'm not they mama.
Somebody said, I always offer to Venmo the other mom to cover costs whether they ask or not. And then somebody else wrote, jerk, I'm absolutely never going to make a kid pay to hang out with my kids. I don't think that's what she's asking. I think she's saying these costs add up.
Yeah.
And if I pay for ice cream once a week, even, it can add up for five kids. And the next thing you know, I'm paying $40. Think about this. You got five girls with you, or four girls. You're paying $30, $40 nowadays.
Yikes.
I don't want to say with inflation because it makes you sound old. But with inflation,
boy, y'all seen gas prices on the rise again?
Yes.
Yo, for real?
So, I get it.
I get it. I'm still so torn. I'm glad we didn't have to answer. But
jerk today.
At the end of the day, it's jerk. Is it a justified jerk, though? Looks like it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.